This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Bundy edition. And Dom, some big news. First and foremost, want to thank our most recent guest, Sage Weil, the CEO of Civic Media. And what is Civic Media? That is a partnership between Sage Weil and myself. You know, I'm doing some of the gumption work, and Sage is doing a lot of the financial backing. And we've been growing the talk radio footprint, the Civic Media footprint around the state of Wisconsin. So today, I'm broadcasting from Bull Falls Radio, and that is the new brand for WXEO right here in Wausau, Wisconsin. You know, sort of the gateway to the Northwoods, Dom. And we play out here on 1230 AM and 98.9 FM. So if you're from these neck of the woods, please tell some folks. Don't keep us a secret. We're going to be broadcasting this great lineup each and every day. Above and beyond that, we've got a new affiliate in Wisconsin Rapids, where you can also hear us in Stevens Point, WFHR. That is 1320 AM and 97.5 FM. And we're very excited. I've been meeting the team down there, and we met Chad here, Chad Holmes, part of our new team right here at Bull Falls Radio. And I look forward to Chad starting on the airwaves, not just as our high school football play-by-play guy in Wausau, but look forward to giving Chad his own local product here in Wausau. So we're going to continue to do what we do, sort of on state level and, you know, worldwide level in our case, but we're going to have a lot of focus on local media, local news, local coverage, Main Street, hometown, Wisconsin, think Civic Media. So anyways, thank you, Sage Weil. Thank you for your investment, certainly. And there will be more breaking FCC filings, I suspect, in a episode soon, Dom. Any thoughts?
Yeah, man. When is that Appleton radio station, Appleton, Wisconsin? When's that one going to come online, man?
The 98.3 translator based out of Oshkosh actually is an Appleton radio station, as is AM 1100 WISS. Tell your friends down at the FCC, hurry up and approve transfer.
All right.
And we'll get her up and running.
Oh, my old stomping grounds, man. It'll be great to get back to the hometown, and I love it, man. Well done.
Now, just a quick explanation. Some of the stations we get to put our format on right away. Starting today, obviously. We're doing so in Wausau. We're doing so in Wisconsin Rapids. Effective right now. They can hear us there. Hear us here? I'm a little confused. I've been driving.
They can just hear us.
They can hear us. But they can hear us on the radio even better. But a few of the other announcements we've made, like Richland Center, WRCO, the RC, News from the Center, well, we got to wait for the FCC commission to allow us to close. No separate deals made for the right to broadcast. And it's not like yours truly hasn't been trying, folks. But, you know, every deal is different and every circumstance is different. And we have some other stations that we haven't even told you about yet. So quite excited about what we have been able to sort of build quietly, sort of below the radar. Sage has been calling it the best-kept radio secret.
There's no secrets in radio. As soon as the FCC gets involved, there's no secrets in radio.
Well, there's no longer any secrets to Civic Media. The trade magazines have been writing about us quite a bit in the last 2 weeks. So glad Sage can be a part because, you know, my vision only goes as far as my checkbook, which is a limiting factor. So very, very excited. Dom, also excited that, you know, we got a primary coming up on August 9th. We got a party tomorrow at Hawks in Madison. We've always got the best damn coverage, the most relevant coverage, and perhaps that means going to a Tim Michaels Donald Trump rally in Waukesha in our backyard at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds.
I'm not promising Dom's going to show, but I'll be there. I'll be at the Trump rally on Friday. Live show and then probably extended coverage up to the Trump speech. But if you're looking for the speech without, you know, let's see, Trudy commentary, you better go to a different source because I'm going to hammer the guy throughout the speech. Mystery Science Theater 3000 style, Dom, so I hope you're a part.
What time do we have a sense of time frame?
7 o'clock.
Oh, so he's coming at 7 o'clock.
Dang. Yes, we do our show between 4 and 6. I'd have to fill for about an hour, and then speeches commence. I assume they're going to bring Michaels to the stage. Now, Ron Johnson, the U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, sadly, Ron will not be at the rally.
Oh, no. He's washing his hair?
No, he's using the excuse that he doesn't endorse in the primary, so it'd be unbecoming of the U.S. Senator to show up on behalf of one candidate in favor of, you know, of Michaels over Clayfish in this, in this case. So Ron will not be there. Tim Michaels, probably my first opportunity to see Tim Michaels on the stump. I have a low expectation, I'm just telling you. I mean, we saw at the Waukesha Expo Center many years ago, we saw Mitt Romney addressed the crowd.
It was like a puppet. He just kind of turned head side to side, and he was stiff. And I mean, who was it? Speaker Paul Ryan looked dynamic next to Mitt Romney.
Well, Mitt Romney looked like a lawn sprinkler. Turned to the left. Turned to the left. Turned. You know, he was addressing very much like the. Yes, that's how he. That's how he worked the crowd.
It's
you know,
like how you dance, Crudy. I've seen that movie.
I am wearing magic underpants, just for the record. And I might point out, I don't have the phones here. So if we got right. callers and you think it's time to.
We do have some callers, 844-967-2789.
I want to talk about the U.S. Senate race, but we can take some callers.
I know, but I want to get some breaking news out there quickly, if I may. Political reporting, as our other news outlets. The United States killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in a drone strike over the weekend. In a statement to reporters, a senior administration official said, quote, over the weekend, the United States conducted a counterterrorism operation against a significant al-Qaeda target in Afghanistan. The operation was successful, and there were no civilian casualties. Politico goes on to report that apparently President Joe Biden plans to give a speech about, quote, a successful counterterrorism mission tonight at 7:30. I'm assuming that's Eastern, but is not defined.
Dom, is this a little pre-midterms tail wagging the dog time to get out the drones and take out? Now, this is what, number one at al-Qaeda? Because they've always, I mean, the shortest longevity on job ever is like being number two at al-Qaeda, right?
Right.
Like, we've continuously taken out the number two, the number three at al-Qaeda, but the number one at al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's one of the world's most wanted terrorists. I just keep thinking of, Bob Seger, Comeback Baby, Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Well, you know, we don't forget. And apparently the CIA or whoever conducted this operation has not forgotten. And they've now reportedly, according to AP, reported the first that he was killed.
And is this good for Joe Biden? Does he look tough? Did we take out some of our enemies? Joe's going to go on the national TV and brag, right?
Yes.
I mean, effectively, this is, you know, maybe it's not Osama bin Laden is dead and GM is alive, but you know he's taken to the national stage to say, hey, you think I'm Sleepy Joe? Don't sleep on my drones, though.
Well, this is coming off of last week, again, a pretty decent week for the president last week, and this is, of course, a successful operation, killing of the leader of al-Qaeda. Yeah, that's something that is deserved to be talking about. I mean, you know, it's in some regards, it's like, you know, COVID, you know, it's still there. We don't talk about it much unless something happens. And, the reporting of, 120, 125,000 new infections a day, twice the rate it was last year at this time. But people are kind of over it. I think in some regard, we've kind of gotten sick of the whole terrorism thing and, put it under, we had our own issues here domestically, right? It's not like we haven't been focused on, white nationalist domestic terrorism, but there are still enemies of the United States out there, and for being one of the most wanted terrorists who oversaw attacks on September 11th with Osama bin Laden, he got his, and Joe's going to talk about it tonight.
What time's the speech? Do we have any news?
7:30, but I don't know if that's Eastern or Central. Presumably Eastern.
Eastern or Central, we have... No, I would think that's probably Central time, 7:30. They would probably do it 8:30 East Coast time, 6:30. You don't want to drop it right in the middle of somebody's dinner, do you? We'll see. We'll see. You know, Joe probably figures everyone goes to the early bird buffet like he does.
844-967-2789, just in time for dessert. We got some callers. Jake from Milwaukee, you are next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Jake, how you doing, man?
Yeah, good. It's been a while since I called. I remember a few weeks ago, I was like, what, they're going to have sports now? And now that's like all over the state, I'm like, what the heck happened? Crew, where'd you find all this money all of a sudden? Or you just... Were you always a billionaire?
Were you not listening when we introduced the CEO of Civic Media, Sage Weil? He's the guy with the money, man. Oh. I'm just the guy with the gumption.
Oh, I had no idea. I kind of came in towards the end. So
you'll have to listen to the podcast of hour one. We introduced the CEO, the investing partner primarily.
Jake, you're slacking, man. We only ask for 2 hours a day, man. Come on, you can do that.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of like Dom. Like, I just disappear for a while and then come back when I feel like it. You know.
Hey, come on.
Like, wait. How could you deal with that? People not hearing your righteous indignation for months. I don't know.
It's tough.
Crudy tried, but he just couldn't do it as good.
You know what we did for him, Jake?
He's a comedy guy.
What? We stacked two soapboxes just so people would see Dom, and then we let him blare away on a street corner on Brady.
Okay. Well, that works. Yeah, that'll totally work.
Works better on the radio, though, we think.
Yeah. Well, it's cool. I'm glad it's finally taken off. And, you know, can I have a show? Why not? I mean, you got so many radio stations now, it'll be terrible. But maybe it'll, like, you know.
You're confusing us with the righty-whitey talk radio product. You're going to need to seek employment down the dial a little farther right, if you know what I'm saying.
Only the best host here at Devil Radio.
Some say greatest radio show ever, Jake. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates. It's a Monday happy hour when you join at 844-967-2789. And we're excited, ecstatic, because the network's growing. If you're calling from Wausau, Bull Falls Radio, or WFHR, locally grown radio, you go to the top of the list, 844-96-PARTY.
Why, he's mad. Look at his eyes. Why, the man's gone crazy.